Small message, big impact. How to put the power of the elevator speech effect to work for you. Author, Terry Sijan. Introducing the elevator speech effect. An elevator speech is a brief presentation that introduces a product, service, philosophy, or an idea. The name suggests the notion that the message should be delivered in the time span of an elevator ride, up to about 3 minutes. Its general purpose is to intrigue and inspire a listener to want to hear more of the presenter's complete proposition for the near future. So what is the elevator speech effect? My concept of the elevator speech effect was inspired by MIT mathematician and meteorologist Edward Lorenzo's notion of the butterfly effect. That phenomenon, backed by the laws of physics, suggests that a small change on one side of the world could result in a massive difference on the other side. For instance, the flutter of a single butterfly's wings in one hemisphere could change the path of a tornado in the opposite hemisphere. In Small Message, Big Impact, the butterfly effect is combined with the elevator speech, showing you how to use this powerful little tool in your own life to obtain measurable results. The elevator speech goes mainstream. A compelling and carefully crafted elevator speech has the power to bridge the gap between nice ideas in theory and concrete results. Today's mini presentation has reached an entirely new level. Its duration has increased approximately 2 to 3 minutes. It is persuasive, not just informative, and at times, this competitive world, it is used to weed out the average performers from the exceptional performance in a matter of minutes. Monroe's Motivated Sequence. Monroe's Motivated Sequence is based upon the normal sequential process of human thinking. Motivating an audience or a listener to respond affirmatively to the presenter's purpose. 1. Attention step. First and foremost, you need to gain the attention of your listeners in a favourable way. 2. Need step. You must make them feel a need for change. Step 3. Satisfaction step. Having aroused a sense of need, you satisfy it by providing a solution to the problem and showing your listeners how your plan works. 4. Visualization step. Project your audience into the future so they can picture themselves enjoying the potential benefits they will receive once your plan is adopted. 5. Action step. Translate the desire created in the visualization step into overt action. Tell your audience what you want them to do today and exactly how to do it. Present using different speaking formats. When drafting your talk, begin by choosing one of the four speaking formats. 1. An impromptu talk. This is delivered off the top of your head using a mental outline. 2. An examples talk is one delivered about a topic that you have prepared for in advance. The presentation is not written out word for word. Instead, your key points are drafted in an outline, which you can keep in front of you. 3. A manuscript. This is used when a presentation needs to be written out word for word and read verbatim to the audience. 4. A memorized presentation. Is the written manuscript committed to memory? It's not one thing, it's three things. Really outstanding speakers typically meet those three benchmarks. 1. Case. They have built solid, persuasive cases, employing clean, logical arguments and evidence to support their messages. 2. Creativity. Their illustrations of the talking points are really creative. They have blended thoughtful analysis and storyboarding to craft intriguing and interesting messages. 3. Delivery. They present their messages in their own authentic voices. Their presentation style is genuine, and people sense the truth in their delivery. Make my presentation more persuasive than informative. As you find yourself working within the confines of 3 minutes or less, every second counts. What you are selling, whether your own skills, a product, an event, a service, an idea, must come across as something they care about. Otherwise, they really are just listening to you reel off facts and features and nifty little promises. They sound nice, but not compelling. Your proposition, or case, must be built in such a way that it's recognised as necessary and vital to your prospect's continued success or his or her specific interests. You are the storyteller. The more you speak from your heart and personal experiences, the deeper the connection will be that you form with the audience. As your personality and style shine through, your talk will unfold in the mind of the listener. It's difficult to provide you with the exact guidelines because delivery is such a personal and subjective skill. However, below are a few suggestions. 1. Rev it up. A little energy and enthusiasm go a long way when you're trying to engage an audience. 2. Find the right word. It takes effort and willingness to dig into a dictionary or a thesaurus to try out new words. 3. Move with meaning. It helps to have a grace and flow to your physical movements as you present your talks. 4. Use visual aids effectively. Remember, you are the star and visual aids are only a bit player, especially in a 3-minute elevator speech. 5. Dress appropriately. Make sure you are wearing an outfit suitable for the type of meeting you're attending. Plussing, the elevator speech. Whether you're a business owner, a politician, or a commercial real estate executive, the scope of usefulness of your speech is unlimited. By blending creativity, technology, and a sharp awareness of opportunity, you can successfully take your elevator speech to a new level. On various days, you might be meeting with or speaking to a wide range of decision makers, clients, and prospects. Why not create a collection of targeted elevator pitches for each of your propositions, arguments, ideas, products, and services? After all, what you want to say to a decision maker in technology will differ from what you might or need or want to say to someone in human resources later on the same day. The case you would present to a potential investor will greatly differ from the case you would present to an end user of your services. And of course, someone who donates money to your philanthropic effort might need to hear a different case from the one you present to a corporation that might donate equipment or food to your cause. 10 steps to developing an elevator speech. 1. Define your intention. Ask yourself, what do I want to happen as a result of my 3-minute elevator speech? 2. Examine your scenario. Is this talk for a planned or spontaneous situation? 3. Draft your core outline. Start thinking about messaging and your goals and your creative ideas, and remember to keep in mind the flow of your talk. Step 4. Build your case. Choose your most compelling argument. Step 5. Don't forget to close. Think back to your intention. Present your prospect with a clear, directive, and respectful call to action. 6. Get creative. Avoid being cheesy, but do ramp up your creative nature and customize your talk to dazzle your prospective. 7. Speak in your own voice. Remember, you are the storyteller. Find your voice and communicate your experience, vision, and excitement directly to your prospect in a way that only you can. 8. Write it out. It's helpful to write out your elevator speech in a long version at first, then transfer your core outline and key points to the phrases to an index card. 9. Practice, practice, practice. Review your elevator speech again and again until it feels like a natural part of your everyday communication. And finally, number 10, use it. Any elevator speech is only effective if you use it. So take it out and let it flow. Morph it, change it, and test it until you find a general speech that you feel comfortable using frequently.